Please turn with me tonight to just one verse in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 15, a well-known verse. Maybe you know it even by heart. Thanks be to God for His indescribable gift. Thanks be to God for His unspeakable gift. As I said this morning, I have an inspired title because it's directly from the text. Great is thy faithfulness this morning. From Lamentations chapter 3 verse 23. And this evening I want to consider this verse. Thanks be to God for His indescribable gift. My dear friends, the word gift there speaks about God's gift to man. It doesn't speak about our gifts towards one another. So that's the first thing I want to mention. It speaks about a godly gift directly from God to our human race. But the second thing is about that word indescribable or unspeakable. It is a great word. We can really spend just the rest of the night finding synonyms to explain it. But it is a marvelous word. It occurs actually only three times in the New Testament. And if I may use the word unspeakable or indescribable. When Paul was taken to the third heaven and he said he heard indescribable or unspeakable words. Then in 1 Peter chapter 1, after being tried, your faith going through many trials and troubles, the outcome, Bible says, will be unspeakable or indescribable joy full of glory. But my dear friends, the word indescribable here or unspeakable, I mentioned three occurrences, but actually, even in ancient Greek, we are told, it is found only in this text. Nowhere else. Which means, it is as if through inspiration or by inspiration, Paul made this word. The word unspeakable in the Greek text or indescribable. We can, as I said, give many synonyms. My dear friends, God's gift to our human race is beyond expression. It is unparalleled. It is unmatched. It is unique. It is perfect. But it is also priceless. But you see, the fact that the verse says it is indescribable doesn't mean we cannot speak about it. That's why we are here, to speak about it. But it means, no matter how I speak about it, I will never exhaust it. Words fall short to express and to explain the gift of God to our human race. But my brothers and sisters, put all the words together. Put all the dictionaries together. Put all the encyclopedias together. Put all the knowledge on earth together. It will never get to the bottom to be able to explain God's gift. It is beyond measure. It is actually immeasurable. You know, the fortune of the richest men of this world can be valued. They often tell us how much they have. It can be measured. But the gift of God is immeasurable. Painting cannot describe it to you. Poetry, maybe somebody here loves poetry. He's a poet or he thinks he's a poet. There is no way to put it in words. Computers, science, arithmetics, geometry, nothing can be able really to exhaust the riches of the gift God has made to save our human race. Every sinner, you and me, to save us. My dear friend, thousands of sermons will never be able to completely exhaust the gift of God. So I believe Paul is overwhelmed in this passage when he says, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift, for his unparalleled gift, for his unending gift. And we can see there is so much we can say in this passage. Satan's gift, Bible says, is sin. It is death. Romans 6 verse 23, the wages of sin is death. That's the gift of Satan. But in the same verse it says, the gift of God, the free gift of God for you and me is eternal life in our Savior, in our Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ. God is not mean. From the beginning, we could trace again, going back to Genesis chapter 2, from the beginning. Actually, he made man in chapter 1. And in chapter 2, he said to man, I give you everything. I give you the universe, actually. But we know how man failed and fell drastically, dramatically, throughout his own pride, throughout his own covetousness, throughout his own arrogance. But God did not forsake our humanity. You see, God is love. He loves us lavishly. He loves us abundantly. And you come to the book of Isaiah, I'm telling you things, you know, in Isaiah chapter 7, God said to man, or to our human race actually, I will give you a sign. And what was the sign? A virgin will give birth to a child. And Isaiah was prophesying 700 years before it did happen. And in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, the same God is saying, a child is born, a son is given to us. My dear friends, do you see there the divinity and the humanity of the Lord Jesus Christ? Normally, a child is born, or a son is born. But in the passage it says, a child is born, but the son is only given. Which means, Christ is God, but he is also human. 100% God, 100% man. If you give me the whole eternity, I will not be able to explain that to you, but I believe in it. God is going to give us God. Not something, but God himself. That's amazing. That's amazing. But here, we have thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift. And when you read 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and 9, for two chapters, Paul is speaking about our generous giving. Our generous giving. And ten times, you can check it for yourself later, 10 times in chapter 8 and chapter 9, he speaks of the word grace is mentioned. 10 times. Just to show to you that God is really the generous giver. My friends, the giver, the gift, and the gain are all indescribable. So, I have a hard task. How to explain to you something that is indescribable. And I'm sure we could all make a list of so many gifts God has given to us. And as I was saying this morning, it is so easy to complain, but thanks be to God, we have a shelter. We have a roof over our heads. Thanks be to God that he gives us peace, peace of the mind, peace of the heart. Thanks be to God that he gives us family, the church being our family. Thanks be to God that He gives redemption to our souls. Thanks be to God that He gives us friends. Thanks be to God that He gives us attention. We don't want to draw attention on ourselves, but some people take care of us. Thanks be to God we have His oxygen. Thanks be to God we have His sun. Thanks be to God we have His nature. Thanks be to God that there is rain. You didn't make it to rain. So many things we could give thanks to the Lord for. Thanks God for the church of the living God. Do you know what the Bible says about the church? Even the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church of Jesus Christ. It is indestructible because it is the church of Christ. Oh, thanks be to God for gratitude. You and me, even children, when they receive something wonderful is happening to them, the first thing they say, thank you, Mom, thank you, Father. That's a gift. Because an ungrateful person will never be appreciated by man. He wouldn't be appreciated also by God. Oh, thanks be to God, we have answer to our prayers. We could make a whole list, I'm sure, of many answers to our prayers, just by grace. Oh, thanks be to God for His provision, for His providence. Thanks be to God that He didn't let me to lash out, because there is in all of us the animal part. People don't like to hear those things. Thanks be to God that He didn't let me in my unconverted state. But my dear friends, the greatest of all gifts, thanks be to God for the Son, His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. God of the very God. God gave us His Son. He gives us peace and rest for the soul. But you see, this is a gift, is not a reward. God has nothing to sell. You may be a tradesman, good for you, but salvation is not for sale. God is a giver. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God is a giver, and He is a loving God. My dear friends, in this verse, we see, if you will allow me to use these words, we find here the unsearchable riches of the Lord Jesus Christ. Unsearchable riches. There is no way to exhaust them. God gave us God with a heartbeat of love, with no reluctance, no compulsion. Nobody twisted God's arm to give you anything. Willingly, lovingly, He decided to do so much for us, to make us to be better people, to have the forgiveness of sins. This verse is a test for your spiritual heart tonight. If I may speak straightforwardly, directly to your soul, this is the test. Thanks be to God for His indescribable gift. I may say, 10 headings to describe to you in a very simple way this inexpressive, unparalleled gift. And as I speak, you can make your own. So at the end, I'm sure in your mind, we may have 20 reasons to explain or 30 reasons to explain why this gift is so special. Or without any further ado, the first thing I want to mention, the gift of God of salvation is precious. It is perfect. It is unparalleled. It is indescribable. It is unspeakable because it has a divine origin. Divine. That's why when I started, I said to you, this is God's gift to man, not your gift to another person. It is divine, but it is also original. original, special. You find some people, they think they are original, but you are among millions. But the gift of God, you know, that word we often mention, the only begotten Son. Begotten Son, the only one of His kind. You know, you go to any shop, you buy one gift, maybe somebody has already bought that. The most precious things of this world, just to impress us, because we are easily impressed by advertising and so many glittering things. This has only 100 samples, not more, special. People quickly, they try to buy. But this one will never find another sample. It is unique. It is divine. It has a divine origin, and it is original because it comes from the very throne of God, from the very heart of God who made us. So it is indeed special. It is special. And it was not a last minute thought. Second, this gift is special because everyone needs it. The Bible says in Romans chapter 3 verse 23, all have sinned and come short to the glory of God. All of us. This is what so many religions do not accept. And even some people in churches, they don't accept. But if you examine your own heart, you know you are indeed a sinner. But this gift is needed by everyone. And as you know, some gifts are a surplus. Some gifts are superfluous. Some gifts are you can duplicate them. And I'm sure maybe some people gave you a gift. Oh, I already have it. I don't need it. But this gift, we all need it because we are all sinners and we need salvation. Because the gift of salvation is a matter of death and life. My dear friends, we are broken people. This is again, I know some people, they don't, you are telling me I'm a sinner? I visited a lady, I think she was in her 70s, a few years ago, and she was listening to me. And as soon as I said, my dear lady, madam, do you know you are a sinner? She waited. She took a deep breath. And finally she said to me, Ibrahim, please don't call me a sinner. And I was in a care home not long time ago also. Maybe there were 25 seniors. And I said, the Bible says we are all sinners. Each one of us. And three seniors left the room. Why? Because this touches where it hurts the most. Why aren't we loving? Why aren't we kind? Why aren't we loyal? Why there is no integrity? Why there is so much violence in the world? Because we are sinners. Instead of saying, if there is God, why there is so much suffering in this world, we should say, oh, this is our fault. We brought these things upon ourselves. So we are only reaping what we have sown. We are sinners. We need this gift. So first, it is original and its origin is divine. Second, everyone needs it. But the third, which makes this gift to be special? Very simple, as I said. It is for all. It is for all. It doesn't matter which continent, it doesn't matter which color, it doesn't matter which language, it doesn't matter which education, it doesn't matter who you are. You need that gift. It is for all, because it meets our deepest need. Christ tasted death for every repenting sinner. You know, recently I was preaching on 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18 and 19, where it says, we have not been redeemed by corruptible things, and so on. And in verse 19 it says, but by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, as a lamb without blemish and without spot. And I said, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is compatible with every repentant sinner. Your blood may not be compatible with my needs, but the blood of Christ is compatible with every sinner. Every repentant sinner, you come to him in faith, in repentance, trusting on his precious blood that was shed on the cross of Calvary. He says, you will receive everlasting life. But we can spend a lot explaining that it is for all. And when once you trust on the Lord Jesus Christ, you become a child of God. Because God is no respecter of persons. Bible says, whosoever will, let him come. Let him come, and he shall receive everlasting life. It is provided to the least deserving this gift. Fourth, it is undeserved, unmerited, unearned. That's why I read for you Ephesians chapter 2. We are saved by grace through faith, not of ourselves and not by good works. It is a gift. It is a gift of God. My dear friends, as we said earlier, God is a giver. God gives freely. It is a free gift of grace. And the gift of God is unique. It is his only begotten son. You know, most gifts are only seasonal, just a day, maybe a week in a year, special week, special. But God's gift is for every day, every year. It is not seasonal. It is for each one of us. But fifthly, the gift has been already purchased. You don't have to go and look for it in a shop. You don't have to go and look for it in a corner shop. You don't have to go and look for it in a shopping center. You won't find it there. This special gift has been purchased for us by the Lord Jesus Christ, the righteous and perfect sacrifice, the precious pearl. Rich, he made himself poor so that we might be rich in him. And you know what? The wonderful thing is that this gift takes you immediately in the presence of God. Not just something you give me, which will make me happy for an hour or 2 hours, and next day maybe I pass it on. But this gift takes you immediately, instantaneously, before the presence of God. But sixthly, this gift cannot be stolen from you. That's amazing. You have a safe, I'm sure many may have. When you left home today, you had to lock it. Why? Unsafe. Scared that somebody may come behind you. But you see what? This gift is indescribable because it cannot be stolen. It will not break on the way. It will not wear out. It is everlasting life. I can give you my testimony. At age 22, that's when I found the Lord Jesus Christ. As a rebellious child or teenager or young man, I hated the Christian faith. Nothing to do with Christians, but I was humbled to the dust by that verse in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. And if you have ever listened to any sermon I gave, in most of them I say, there is no greater joy you can receive in this world than to leave this room knowing that all your sins are forgiven. There is no greater joy. Your secret sins, your private sins, your open sins, whatever you have committed in your life, you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, you repent from all your sins, you trust in his blood shed on the cross of Calvary, this gift will never be taken away from you. It gives eternal life, and you will never be separated from the love of God. Seventh, this gift opens the way for millions of other gifts. Millions of others. And you know what the Bible says? In Romans chapter 8 verse 32, it says that He, God, did not spare His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all. How shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? God gave us God, the most precious thing, the most precious person He has. I often say, God emptied heaven for us. He emptied heaven in order to take you and me to heaven. My dear friends, why should the perfect one suffer on the cross of Calvary? Because of His love for us. So the blessings are given to us, eternal life, the Holy Spirit becomes that divine host in us. We receive comfort, we receive peace, we receive forgiveness of sins, we receive satisfaction, we receive joy, joyful life, we receive the ability to live a holy life, a life that is all pleasing to our Maker. We receive abundant grace. We can perform good works, and we have answer to our prayers, and we shall receive heaven. Heaven. I cannot describe heaven. This is indescribable again. People try in their foolish ways to describe heaven. It is indescribable. You have God, you will also have all His gifts and blessings through the Lord Jesus Christ. But the last one in the verse, look at the verse again. Thanks be unto God. You will be grateful. You will be praising God. And the last one, this gift is special because it must be received only by faith. Hebrews 11 verse 6 says, without faith it is impossible to please God. It takes great faith not to have faith. People say, I just cannot believe. But actually, it is harder not to believe. If you cannot come to the Lord by faith, please tonight, if you are an unsaved person, come to Him for faith and cry unto Him to give you that faith. You see, it must be received personally. Christ died for a person, not just for a generic crowd, not just for a general number of people here and there. He died for specific people. And you come to Him, that gift was expressly designed to fit your need. I cannot receive it for you. Please, if you know my heart tonight, if I could have received it for you, if I could even cry for you and shed my tears for you, I will do it. But you must come by yourself. You must come to the Lord for yourself. He who believes, Bible says, has life. And he who does not believe has no life. So God commands each one of us to repent and to believe, because behold, the Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, who taketh away the sins of the world. Thanks be to God for His indescribable gift. All these gifts and all these things make the Lord Jesus Christ to be special. He is precious. He is perfect. He is unparalleled. He is unique. He is original. He's from divine origin. And all this as a gift for our souls. Please, will you be careless? Will you just be careless as if there was no gift at all? Oh, how foolish that would be if we neglect the gift of God. You know, even for our human race, to refuse a gift somebody gave you is an insult. But to refuse the gift which could save your life and your soul from eternal damnation, it is a greater insult and the greatest rebellion against God. Is it too good to be true? Yes, it is. That's why we come. That's why I need that gift. Oh, come to Him and ask for forgiveness. It is of divine origin. Everyone needs it. It is for all. It has been already purchased. You cannot earn it. It is never to be stolen from you. You have it for once for all. But you must come to Him by faith, believing that the Lord Jesus Christ is the Savior. Oh, may the Lord help you to do so tonight. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we come to Thee to praise Thee and to call upon Thy name, that Thou will bless a sinner who is after Thee, Lord, who is seeking after Thee and who wants to be saved, children and adult alike. O Lord, deal tenderly with us. We thank Thee that Thou art still saving. Thou art still hearing the prayers of Thy children. And we pray that Thou will continue to do Thy work in this local church. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.